Resurrection Day. Are you guys glad to be alive today? Yeah. Amen. It's good to have you. Thank you for coming today. For everyone that's here today that maybe it's your first time or you haven't been in a long time, welcome. Welcome back or welcome. So good to have you. If you are new here, if you're here for the first time, we really want to be able to touch base with you after service or greet you. I know it's Easter Sunday and you probably have a lot to do today, but we would love to just be able to meet you in the Welcome Center afterwards, and we have a free gift for you. If it's your first time here, we'd love to give you a gift, and we're just going to want a little bit of information from you, like your name, your credit card, your birthday, your, just joking. We promise not to stalk you too much, but we'd really love to get in touch with you, and thank you for coming. We know that this is a big day. This is Easter Sunday. But at the River Church, we say this all the time. We say we have 52 big Sundays a year. Amen? They're all important, right? And every day in between is important because Jesus is alive and Jesus lives inside of us. Amen? So we're excited about that around here. I just want to get into a quick message for you today. We have something special for you at the end of this message that we really think will touch your heart. And I just want to talk to you today. I led up to Easter Sunday, the last two Sundays, I talked about the Lamb of God, and the last week, the Lion of Judah. So today, I want to talk to you about the silent lamb and the roaring lion, okay? Those are the two things I want to really quickly talk to you about today, the silent lamb and roaring lion. Jesus is the Lamb of God. We know that. We've seen it in Scripture. We've heard it preached many times before. I said it to you a couple weeks ago. Jesus is the Lamb of God. He came as a lamb in Bethlehem, in a stable. His crib was a feed trough, okay? The announcement was made to the shepherds who were watching the sheep in the fields that night. And it goes on and on. Shepherds were the first ones to visit him. Clearly, John the Baptist announced when Jesus was coming, John said, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Okay, and then also we know that he died as a lamb. And this is what I want you to see today about the Lamb of God. He died, Jesus died as a lamb. He died in Jerusalem, and they stripped him of his clothes, and then they beat him before he was killed. Did you know that when they shear sheep, they shear them right before they butcher them? Right before they butcher sheep, they'll shear the sheep, and then they'll butcher the sheep. When they shear them, it causes bruising. I didn't know this, but it causes bruising when they're doing the shearing. So they say that if you're going to kill or butcher a sheep, you know, for processing, that you either kill them right away after you shear them or wait 2 weeks for the bruising to go away. There's so many similarities and so many types and shadows when we look at this of how Jesus was stripped of his clothes and then he was beaten, he was bruised. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And so we see this in him when he died. So he was hanging there. They hung him on a cross. That's how they killed Jesus. They hung him on a cross. And they say that with, and I know this is true with many animals, but they say what they would do when they butchered sheep is after they would shear them and then they would butcher them, they would hang them so that all the blood would flow from their body. Jesus hung there on the cross and the spear was thrust into his side and the blood and the water flowed out of his body just like they would with a lamb. And then we need to see that he went silently to his death. Several times, scriptures tell us that Jesus was silent all the way up to his death. He was silent before the high priest when falsely accusing Jesus in Mark 14:61. It says, but Jesus was silent and made no reply. And we also see that when he was standing before Pilate, and Pilate was questioning him and continued to question him over and over again. Mark 15:5, it says, but Jesus said nothing. Multiple times in scriptures, many, many times we see that they were coming after Jesus, trying to get him to speak, trying to get him to defend himself, but he did not speak a word and he did not defend himself. Isaiah 53:7, a very famous prophetic scripture about the Messiah, says, he was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before its the shearers, he did not open his mouth. So even the prophetic scriptures about the Messiah, about Jesus, tell us that he was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and even as a lamb is silent Before the shearers, Jesus was silent before his accusers. He was being beaten, but he was silent. He was being stripped, but he was silent. He was led to the cross. He was hanging there, but he was silent. Jesus went quietly and silently to his death. In fact, he only spoke a couple of times when he was hanging on the cross. He spoke either to his mother or to his heavenly Father. And that's all he said. And that's all he said. And I want you to see in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, a very powerful scripture. Jesus did all of this to demonstrate his great love for us. As Kim was saying when they opened the service today, why did Jesus die? He died to show us his great love. And Romans 5, 8 says that, but God demonstrates his love toward us, his own love, his great love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus died for you and for me long before we came to him. He died for us while we were still sinners. He died for us, and he loves us so much, even though we may still be in sin, he loves us. And all he desires, all he wants, is for us to turn our hearts toward him. He'll wait there silently for you to come and to say, here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Jesus. I trust you, and I give it to you. The Lamb, the silent Lamb of God, is waiting for you today. He's waiting for you to give him everything, to trust him with everything. That's why he went to the cross. Now let's look at the roaring lion of Judah. As I mentioned last week, Jesus didn't wait until resurrection day to roar like a lion. We could see it in the scriptures. The moment that Jesus died, the veil in the temple was torn from top to bottom. It was ripped right down the center. There was a violent earthquake. Immediately, at least one officer and several soldiers that witnessed and partook in this crucifixion looked up and said, surely he is the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. I'm telling you, that's the Lion of Judah roaring. When those officers and those soldiers made that declaration, they just gave their heart to the Lord. The Bible says that if you confess that Jesus is the Son of God and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead on the third day, you shall be saved. And so that moment, they declared he must be the Son of God. And so then we also see that graves burst open and the dead that were godly people got up out of the graves and walked around Jerusalem that day. The moment Jesus died, all of these things happened. But then, 3 days later, Mark 16, verse 2 says this, very early on Sunday morning, just at sunrise, they went to the tomb. On the way, they were asking each other, who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb? But as they arrived, they looked up and saw that the stone, which was very large, had been already rolled aside. When they entered the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a white robe sitting on the right side. And the women were shocked that saw this. But the angel said, don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth. He was crucified, and he isn't here. He is risen from the dead. He said, look, this is where they laid him, his body. Now go and tell the disciples, including Peter, that Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee, and you will see him there just as he told you before he died. So on that first resurrection morning, Jesus got up out of the grave. The Lion of the tribe of Judah got up, and he walked out of that tomb alive. He walked out alive. And the women that went to take care of him and to see him, they saw that he wasn't there, and they heard the angel declare that he is alive. And then the angel told them to go and wait in Galilee. And we see just on that very same day, Jesus appeared to some disciples on their way to Emmaus. And when they appeared to these disciples on the way to Emmaus, he walked with them and he talked with them, and they did not recognize him. But we see that very shortly after that, Jesus revealed himself to them. And when he revealed himself to them, he disappeared immediately. And this is what it says in the Word of God. The disciples looked at each other and said, didn't our hearts burn within us as he talked to us? Only the Lion of the tribe of Judah can do that. Their hearts burned within them. I don't know about you. Those of you who are followers of Jesus Christ this morning in this place, you know the moments that you've had conversations with the Lion of the tribe of Judah and your heart burned within you. You felt the power of Holy Spirit upon you. This was an act of the Lion, that moment. And then that very night, that same day, that very night, he appeared before the whole group of disciples except Thomas, as they were behind locked doors. And this is what happened, as recorded in John chapter 20, verse 19. It says, that Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. And suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. I want to tell you, they were behind locked doors. So what this tells us is that Jesus, walls couldn't hold him back. Jesus appeared before them. You say, well, it was a ghost, or it was something like spirit. It was the spirit of Jesus. No. In fact, Jesus said, I am not a ghost. He said, I'm not spirit. He said, I am here. Touch me. Feel me. See that I'm real. And they did. They reached out and touched him. And this is what he said. It says, suddenly he appeared among them, and he said, peace be with you. And as he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and in his side. And he said, touch me. And they were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. And again he said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Think about this. This is the Lion of Judah speaking now. And he said, I am sending you. Verse 22, then he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. And this is what he said, if you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. And if you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. The Lion of Judah appeared before them when they were behind the locked doors, and he breathed on them and said, receive Holy Spirit. Many, many more times Jesus would appear to his disciples. Many times before he ascended to heaven. But the very last time, I want you to see something. Mark chapter 16. This is what it records. And then he told them, this is Jesus speaking. He said, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved, but anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. And these miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new languages, and they will be able to handle snakes with safety. And if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick, and they will be healed. Sounds like the Lion to me, doesn't it to you? Remember this, I told you last week, if you weren't here, I'm going to read it for you. Genesis 49:10, it's a very important scripture about the Lion of Judah. And it says, this scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from his descendants, until the coming of the one, Jesus. It doesn't say Jesus, but it says capital O-N-E, the one, the Messiah, until the coming of the one to whom it belongs, the one whom all nations will honor. The one is Jesus. Jesus is the only one. There's only one way to the Father, and it's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. His name is Jesus. He was crucified on Friday, and on Sunday he got up out of the grave. He's alive today. This is not some long forgotten wise man that we're serving. This is the one true living God. This is Jesus, Son of the Most High God. This is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. This is the one whom the scepter was passed down from generation to generation until he took hold of it. This is the one who went and took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And then he turned and he gave those keys to the ones who will follow him. In the Bible, a scepter or a rod, or a scepter is a rod or a mace used by a sovereign as a symbol of royal authority. So when it says the scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from its descendants until the coming of the one, this means the rightful royal authority will not depart from Judah until the coming of the one. When did it depart from Judah? when Jesus came and died on the cross and then rose from the grave. And right here in Mark chapter 16, he says to his disciples, "Now I pass this scepter of authority on to you. Anyone who will follow me, I pass the scepter of authority on to you." And when you make a decision to follow Jesus Christ and to give him your life, then he turns and gives you the scepter of royal authority. He passes it on to you. So I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to show it to you right here in Matthew chapter 28, because after he said that, and that's recorded in Mark, we see his final instructions to his disciples. You ready? Matthew 28, 18. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, you, look at somebody, say, you, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching these new disciples to obey all the commands I give you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age." What was Jesus doing? He was passing the scepter on. Of authority. He said, "I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Now go. You go. Here you go. Here's the scepter of authority. You are my followers, and now you have the same authority that I have been given." If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, lift your hand today. Then if you have your hand lifted, you've been given the rightful authority. The scepter of authority has been passed on to you, to me. What are we doing with the scepter? What are we doing with that authority? Are we using it for the glory of the kingdom of God? Are we using it to take authority over all the darkness of the enemy? All the demonic forces of the enemy? Are we using the rightful authority that God has given us to say, "I will not bow to the enemy, but I will stand for the glory and the kingdom of God"? Right before Jesus, I'm going to show you this, and then I'm going to pray. Right before Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, he said this to Martha. He said, "Martha," this is Jesus speaking, he said, "Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. And everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never die." Then he looked at Martha and he said, "Do you believe this, Martha?" I would ask you today, do you believe? Do you believe that Jesus is alive? Do you believe that he passed the authority on to you? Do you believe that you will never die because Jesus now resides inside of you? You say, "Well, everybody dies." Yeah, everybody dies an earthly death, but you can live forever spiritually. You can live forever with him because you gave him your life and he gave you authority. Because he lives, you too can live. Really live. Really live. You don't have to live in sorrow. You don't have to live in fear. You don't have to live in depression. You don't have to live in heartache. You don't have to live that way. Even on this earth, you can really live because Jesus and his authority lives in you. God demonstrated his great love for us, that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. And then he passed the authority on to us. Amen? If there's anybody in this place today, I want to pray that you have not given your heart to Jesus, or you did a long time ago and you haven't been living for him. And today you want to say, "Man, I want to rededicate my heart to the Lord," or I want to give my heart to him. I've never really done that. If that's you today, I just want you to stand. I'm not going to ask you to come forward. Just stand right where you're at, and we're going to pray right now. Anybody here, do you want to give your heart to Jesus this morning? Would you stand? You want to rededicate your life to Jesus, would you stand? Anybody here? Everybody here is following Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name, I pray, God, that you move upon our hearts. Lord, if there be anybody in this place today or watching today, Father, that does not know you, I pray, Father, they'd give their heart to you today. And Lord, for all of us who may have been holding back, I pray today would be a day of breakthrough. A day, Father, where we give it all and we trust the authority you have given to us. We praise you and we exalt you in Jesus' name. Amen.